Call the meeting to order. Let the record show that Gussie's not in attendance. Any public comment? Public comment. I'll entertain a motion to approve the meetings from the March or the minutes from the March meeting.
So moved.
Have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Purchasing approvals are moving around. Here's another one from the sheriff's office. Bob, you might explain what this is—a panel system for the front office. Just for Brad to explain what it is.
Yeah, if you go in our front lobby and you look beyond that glass, the clerical help that sits in the open area there—it's a panel system to divide their workstations where they actually work. There, a little bit more privacy from the lobby area.
So you're making cubicles.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. And then this goes with it, if you guys want to look at that. Standing report, Steve.
Okay. I just have my monthly report that I share with the committee, and I really have nothing else to bring unless anybody has any questions.
We're rolling along. Status quo.
Population up?
We're around 28. It's kind of where we're our average for the year. We were up around 37 first couple of months of the year, but it's
dropped. Did you get three new ones from Roxana?
We did. Yeah.
Yeah. I know one of those posted by.
Yeah, we got those.
They're still there?
No. Well, one of them is still there, yes.
I don't know. I just was curious. Yeah. I figured that's where they'd end up.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, we got them.
Those are three we read about in the paper.
Any questions for Steve? Judy?
No news. All is going well in probation, going smoothly. If anybody has any questions, I'd be glad to answer that.
Any new development on state funding?
No, it'll be several months now because, you know, it's always late when we get notification. I don't have, there hasn't been any budget submitted as far as I know yet. The Chief Justice, would submit her budget. And as far as I know, that hasn't been done yet. So we've probably got a while to go. Okay.
Just keep plugging along. Huh?
Plugging along. Yeah.
Any questions for Judy? Looks like nobody from the court. Girl?
Well, the Circuit Clerk's Office just finished our project to destroy the 2000 through 2005 court files. They've all been scanned and filmed, and we ended up destroying 2,500 boxes, and now we were working on the 95 to 2,000 files. So we're making some headway and getting some room out of our resource center.
Okay. Your time was just allotted to your assistant there, so you don't get to say it.
I was fully prepared to come in and say, I'm going to pass things over here.
It might be draining well.
Probably know this time.
I'm finally breaking
you. You told me last night.
I was hoping to get some cheap all the time this morning. So.
Do you have anything to add?
No, sir.
Go to the next person. Sheriff Burks.
Real quick, do you have the monthly report from the jail? Population for the year is down 49 from the same period last year, even though that top number's high. Today, 3 days later, it's 288, so it shows a fluctuation. But that being said, things are good at the sheriff's office.
Question. Since the bond issue failed, are we going to do the jail in piecemeal again?
I don't know. I'll be waiting for some direction from the county board on that.
How many long-time inmates have you got there that have been there for some time?
A handful.
Over a year, 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Some even longer than 2 years. But
you got rid of the four-year guy, right?
5 years.
Is there one now, still?
No, there used to be.
Okay.
Where'd that person go?
Correction Department. Correction. Some of those cases are complicated, especially the murder cases.
5 years. He just got convicted, so just waiting on sentencing.
But those are the exception more than the rule, and that population's pretty fluid over there. Two bad guys leave, three bad guys come in. That's a revolving door.
Sheriff, I noticed the state police started enforcing the cell phone laws and kind of splashing the paper about it. Is the county sheriff's office started enforcing that yet? Or?
I don't know if we've written any tickets on that yet. You know, Brad, I mean, even though it's against the law, it's not a top priority item for us. I mean, we don't condone it. But.
Yeah, I was just wondering when I saw the state police made a deal of it and had a special weekend.
Just commend your officers that responded to Roxanne, to all the ones that were there. I observed a number of them. They called me in the sub, so I was down there right directly involved in it. And they were very, I mean, they looked good. They were very professional. Did an overall good job.
You know, if you go back, and it hasn't been that long ago, less than a year, remember when I asked the county board to approve the purchase of those bigger ballistic vests and the helmets and stuff? It's for a situation like that that stuff comes in handy. I mean, luckily on that incident, there were no shots fired, but you don't know going into something like that. And that type of armament that you don't use every day certainly comes in handy when you think, now I'm going to need it. You know, so appreciate that, Steve.
Anybody have any questions for Sheriff Hertz?
We'll put our flyer up about our upcoming prescription drug take-back day. We'll be having our site on the 26th, as will Edwardsville's PD. We're having theirs at Shop and Save and the Police Department, so you'll have three locations here in Edwardsville. Glenn Hartman has theirs at the Village Hall. SIU is having theirs for the first time. They're doing some sort of employee benefit and wellness fair, so we'll be doing one. Bethalto PD and Highland PD. That's all I know for now. There's a lot of departments that have permanent drop boxes. I believe Alton needs to do one as part of the Take Back Day, but they're not on the list yet. But that may be because they have a permanent site as well, too. So that's coming up. We also have our heroin task force meeting this afternoon. And next week, we have someone from our office participating in a presentation on sex being with Alton High School. It's supposed to be a full school assembly, and there'll be other law enforcement people as well, too. So trying to get out and be proactive instead of always reacting.
You guys have had some pretty good high-profile quick cases, too, to
and try. The one that the sheriff mentioned, yeah, that was a big win for us.
I mean, juvenile felonies, what's the max sentence on them? Or max penalty, let's say.
It's a lot of different things that can happen with juvenile. You know, they can get supervision, they can get probation, there's a juvenile DOC. It's not simple, you know, if it's a class 4 felony for an adult, you know, you have 1 to 3 years or, you know, probation. It's not as simple with juveniles. So they can get a range of penalties.
I just didn't wonder what the chances of them, the felony sticking on it, other than the fact they get probation, and that's going to be with them for a long time. Any questions?
Yeah. Don't you, if they're a juvenile, when they go in, and when they turn of age, don't they go from juvenile detention or DOC to adult DOC?
If they're in juvenile DOC, do they get transferred?
They get transferred over to the adult side. Yeah. If they're tried as adults in particular, that would happen. So in the state of Illinois, if you're 15 years of age or older, you commit certain felonies like murder, armed robbery with a firearm, those are automatic. You will automatically be tried as an adult.
But you'll still stay out there at the detention home until you turn now 18. It's 18 now, because they switch that.
But if they are then sent on to corrections, then they'll have a set sentence, which could be any number of years. But they'll start in juvenile, and then juvenile has some discretion about when they transfer over to the adult. They're usually around 18. Probably if the kid's behavior is okay, they might keep them there till they're 19, but then they'll bounce them into the adult prison system.
Juvenile's tricky because there's never a set answer on
right,
it.
Right,
say yes, it's, can do that.
A lot of factors with that. So.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Any new business? Any old business? Has everybody had a chance to review the bills? I just had a couple questions on, and Jamie saw it too. And I guess maybe some of these sophisticated printers and that take a very expensive ink cartridge. Like one was $253, and I just thought that was pretty high. But if that's the going rate, no, that's the going rate.
I've got a laser printer, and it costs me $250 every time I have to replace one of these.
Really? Laser printers or cartridges are very expensive. One
of them was...
basically give the printers away to get them by the cartridges.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, right. It was their ninth, they're $100 a piece, basically. And they're, and each cartridge said 2,000 sheets. So you had four colors to buy, black and then four colors. And they're good for 2,000 sheets. That comes out to 20 cents a sheet to print. That's that's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... that just doesn't cost
you more than I went to a printer.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure that each department has specific things. If one is a basic copy, you know, that's one thing. But I'm sure Mark's office has it, and State's Attorney
has it. Not everyone has a color printer in our office, but we're always for special projects. I mean, most everyone has their own, you know, black and white laser printer, but we only have certain color printers out the office. We still, because they run out so quickly, because you are using. There's sometimes when we have big projects for photos. If it's a really big one, we'll go to Walgreens and because it's cheaper to just have Walgreens print out than using our printers that way.
Eventually, that monster down in the basement's going to get replaced. It's just about, you know, I just had a, you know, gazillion copies to it, but they may be able to get another printer that everybody in this building can use. You know.
Well, there's a move afoot, like in our department, to print to our copier. So we're kind of phasing out individual printers, mm-hmm. and things are being directed to the copier, which will save some money in the long run. Get away from the individual cartridges for all those printers.
I'm sure the paper consumption of this county has been greatly reduced over time, because, I mean, it just happens. That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. But we still buy a lot of paper. Oh, I know. Yeah. I've seen it come across.
And then we've got, I guess this is 16 copiers for Debbie's office. I know you're not there anymore, but I guess it's an upgrade for the what would they, it's what was going out of style?
Our computers.
XP.
We just got new.
That's what it was for.
We just got all new desktop computers.
Okay.
That's, that was from Timothy's report to me, was that we're finishing up the county clerk's office, and then we're going to put our people going towards it. Because that upgrading to get rid of XP is, you know, a precursor to the two networks, the circuit clerk's network and the county network merging. Okay. And like that's something we've talked about before. When that happens, it's going to be a great efficiency that we've been lacking for a long time. So it's frustrating because it's been a year in it coming, but it is. It's a construction project. I mean, there's almost 800 computers involved between the two networks. Amazing thing to think about. But yeah.
And then you find out when you get the new Windows system, and some of your other software programs may not be compatible with the new Windows one, so then you have to buy another one.
Now, are you guys, everybody that's upgrading, are you going to 8 or 7 Windows?
Right now, 7.
Because I've heard there's some problems with 8.
Every other Windows system seems to be the better one, so wait till,
yeah,
I guess, 9.
Our company is not going to 8. We're staying on 7, and we aren't, for the software we sell, we aren't supporting 8. We aren't supporting customers for 8.
The sad thing is that for a lot of applications, XP is just fine. You know, this is something where Microsoft is driving people out of it when there's no reason for it except that they're...
Aren't they phasing that out on Tuesday?
Yeah, no, they'll no longer support it, and right. You know, and really, you could use it, and from in the home environment, you can sit there and use XP for years and years and years. It's going to be increasingly difficult to buy new software and then load it on.
The problem is that we deliver security patches as viruses come out. That's the real problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, our students will still be using XP for a while until we finish those upgrades.
Yeah.
Not the everyday users.
Okay. We have this purchasing request for the panel system for the front office of the sheriff's office. Price of $9,156.50. I'll entertain a motion to accept this.
$9,156. For a cubicle?
Bunch of cubicles.
A bunch of them?
Bunch of them.
I'll sold them.
If this was Major League Baseball, that would be...
$95,000.
We have a second.
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 Aye.
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 Yes.
I say aye. Okay, on the bills, I'm going to entertain a motion to pay the bills.
So moved.
Art, second?
Second.
Aye.
Yes.
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 I say yes. Meeting adjourned. Make motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favors?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.